Hopeless Fan Podcast.
It's another Thursday. One.
Means it's a Jeopardy Thursday. It's a Who Am I Thursday. Maybe some other stuff sprinkled in, but I'm excited to go up against Scotty in both categories. Scotty, you nervous?
Yeah, let's see how Zach Taylor did so only you can fucking guess it.
Zach Taylor, well, the coach of the Bengals?
Zach Taylor, noted Starbucks guy. That's big. Zach, agree with me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like
you want a coach that's a Starbucks guy, not a Dunkin' guy.
Exactly. 1,000%.
Shelby also types quicker than I do because he types on a daily basis.
Don't you?
No. I click. Okay. I do more clicks and you type.
Shelby actually he's got the his
this
fingers
a clicking
are so,
contest.
His fingers are so light. His fingers are lightning fast because he's used to typing on that typewriter because he still doesn't not 100%.
Damn, that's actually a good one. That's a rare hit for Zach.
What are you talking about? That I have a typewriter because of my laptop or because
you, no, you don't know how? Because you don't know how computers work.
You're a 60-year-old man. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You still use I guess a typewriter. That was a good one, Zach.
I liked it.
Scotty thinks
it's better than Zach putting his personal opinion in a tweet in our DMs and like, okay.
When did I do that?
Yeah, that's true.
Last night.
What?
Last night.
What did I do last night? I don't even
literally
remember.
Run it back.
Night, I've gone from players are a piece of trash for getting illegal benefits to good for him, bring the system crumbling down. Also, Duke can go bankrupt. They will always be the enemy, but good for him, but screw him. He went to Duke. The contradiction is real.
The contradiction is real.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was funny.
Zach's like, make sure y'all see this. My boys need to support me. You know what, Zach? I need to support you. Here, hold on, I'm liking the tweet.
I didn't want you to like it. I just wanted you guys to see that I was.
Well, it's
like,
too late.
I already liked it too.
Damn.
No, you didn't.
I just did.
There you go. You liked it in the DMs. Yeah. You didn't actually like the tweet.
No.
He can't be. Yeah, he can't be seen liking stuff like that.
One thing.
No.
We had a Woj bomb today. And it was big.
Oh, yeah.
It was big. So he got ratioed big time.
Might even 24 hours huge.
Where is it?
He got ratioed?
He got ratioed. You know what that is?
Nope. What does that mean?
It means that, like... It
means more replies, right, than tweets and... Or retweets and likes. More replies
correct.
Than that? Or no?
So he actually didn't. But I think Adam Schefter did, because he might have... Adam Schefter, like, chimes in on NBA stuff sometimes. It's weird. But Adrian... Yeah.
Slow to
Adrian Wojnarowski. The NBA is targeting a slightly earlier date for the restart of the season in Orlando. Sources tell ESPN, July 30th. So one day. The best reply was like one day. What? And then the guy replied, he's like, but 24 whole hours though. Like he's like, oh, okay. Yeah.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
It sucks because when I first read it, I thought it said June 30th. And yeah. So, thought it was June 30th. I felt like what we talked about was every sport needs like a month to prepare, and that's what sucks is that June's still not going to have anything.
Yeah, well, now we get one more day early. We get to see Jokic's gone from Nikola Jokic of the Nuggets go from slim thick to ice pick one day sooner.
Thanks for reminding the listeners who he plays for. But yeah, what did you think of that? Jokic is one of the only people who got skinnier during quarantine. Big time win.
Yeah, I mean, did you see him before the season? It looked like cream cheese, like literal cream cheese just walking out.
He's always
just like, damn,
he's like,
he should be on bagel or something.
With no muscle definition whatsoever, Nikola Jokic. But yeah.
That's how they announced it.
Yeah, but they did. It didn't help. His glow up didn't help the Nuggets' Western Conference Finals prediction, because he
stop.
Okay, well, ESPN came out. Their percentages say that looks like 97.1% and 85.3%. So average that out. It's about 91% chance the Western Conference Finals is going to be the Lakers and the Clippers, with the three other teams: the Rockets, the Nuggets, and the Mavericks, all with a 10% or 8.8% chance or less to make the Western Conference Finals. Discuss.
I think that's kind of BS. I think I don't. I think they want just LeBron to run away with it so they can be like, oh, LeBron won this. But then it gives the 3-6 Mafia a chance to really, like, or at least the people opposing the 3-6 Mafia to kind of debate, like, oh, well, he was just, like, gifted this because everyone was out of shape or everyone was just, like, you know, forced to do
right.
this thing.
And here's the thing is that it's big asterisk season that, like, oh, if you win this NBA championship, there's an asterisk. But let me say, I don't agree with that. But if LeBron wins it, there's an asterisk.
Oh, well,
does anybody?
I don't agree with that.
Does people say the same thing about the lockout year? Like, whoever won the NBA championship in the lockout year, do they say the same thing?
No, no one says the same thing. Because it was still at least, like, I guess their reasoning. Except our old friend Max Kellerman said that everyone puts an asterisk by that lockout season. Nobody does. Because, like, at least it was, like, a semblance of normal, like, basketball. It was, like, it wasn't at some, like, AAU complex in Orlando with no fans.
Well, they. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Do you guys remember when Max Kellerman made fun of the Giants owner for wearing a mask when he was recovering from?
Yeah, credit to Scotty.
Never forget.
We don't forget.
Scotty,
Max.
We're gonna mention that. You have to organically mention that one time during the pod, each pod from here on out.
I think I succeeded.
I gave you a layup, but yeah, appreciate that. Good for you.
Yeah, you did, and I appreciate that.
Over to the Eastern Conference. It looks like Milwaukee has a 100% chance, according to ESPN, to make the Eastern Conference Finals.
What?
100%? No, I'm not.
Lying.
100%.
It's crazy.
That makes
sense. It says Milwaukee
has
a 100% chance of winning their first two series. 100% chance. 100% chance.
Oh my god.
First two series, but to make the finals.
Eastern Conference Finals.
Eastern Conference Finals.
Still though,
who would?
The next opponent. They're saying 41% chance. Anyone want to guess?
The Raptors?
Toronto has the third best chance at 32.
76ers?
Sixers have the fourth best chance at 23.
Celtics
are the team. 41.2% chance of beating Milwaukee, which is 100% blood bank guarantee no matter what.
I want to put money on Milwaukee losing their first series so bad now.
Oh, against
Are they going to do this by conferences again, or are they going to do this like with just Western can play the Eastern?
I'm pretty sure.
I guess that wouldn't make sense, right?
I'm pretty sure it's all it's Eastern and Western Conference. Because if they were,
I remember there being early discussions about there being.
Well,
like,
they'll either play Washington or Orlando.
Well, Mark Cuban had the. Brooklyn. I think Mark Cuban's idea was actually good. It was the top 10 teams in each conference would qualify to the postseason, and they would be reseeded based on record. So 20 teams, 10 in each conference, they would all be reseeded. So, I did this math somewhere, because I was going to do a... Oh, I have something to tell you, Zach, later. I tried to do this...
Don't do that.
I'll tell you later, too, Scotty, just off the pod.
Yes. Fuck yeah.
I was trying to do this scenario where I reseeded all the teams, and, like, most, like, the Eastern Conference is obviously worse, but... So, there'd be... two play-in matchups, number 17 versus number 20, and 18 versus 19. And the winners of those games, mm-hmm. and it would be either a single game or a best of three, they would play the 15th and 16th. So I did do this. The number one seed would be Milwaukee. The 20th seed would be Charlotte. So here's basically Charlotte and Portland would play a best of three series, and whoever wins would play Brooklyn. New Orleans and Washington, because you got to get Zion in the playoffs, would play a three-game series, and the winner of that would play Orlando. So, basically the bottom four seeds battle it out until you have the top 16 teams left in the NBA, and then
it's almost like the first four.
Right. Exactly.
Except it says three-game.
Exactly.
Series.
You would play the first four like they would in Dayton, and then you would have a 16-team mm-hmm. tournament. Like they do in the NCAA. It would just be one region of the NCAA tournament bracket. So Milwaukee would play the Pelicans, the Wizards, or the Magic. The Lakers would play Charlotte, Portland, or Brooklyn. And then Toronto would play Memphis. The Clippers would play the Sixers. The Celtics would play the Pacers. The Nuggets would play the Mavericks. The Jazz would play the Rockets. And the Heat would play the Thunder. I thought it was pretty cool to mix them, but, I mean...
It's too much.
I don't know.
I think they're just gonna go an easier route.
No,
I think
they are.
I
they
just
are.
Would like,
but
yeah,
I, this was before right. this came out. Was Mark Cuban came out with this one, and it was better for Mark Cuban because he threw some Eastern Conference teams in with his Mavericks. So like so the Dallas wouldn't have to play the Clippers in the first round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would get to play Denver.
Yeah. Well, I think if you do that, though, then you would rarely see a Eastern Conference team in the final. You'd end up getting in the finals of two Western Conference teams because the Western Conference is so much better.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's true. Right, especially like right now with the parity that's in the league. But
right, and like Toronto would play Memphis in the first round. They'd win. And like Boston and Indiana, one of those teams would win to go on. And you would just have more Western Conference teams, so the probability of that being an all Western Conference finals would be weird. And you actually might have an asterisk there. But
yeah.
From all accounts, it's going back to East-West. So, like I said, if LeBron does win, there is an asterisk. If he loses, there is not. Farthest thing from an asterisk.
100%. I mean, that makes so much 100%. Sense. I can't even fucking debate it.
Okay. All right. Do we want to go into Who Am I? We only have two more segments. Who Am I and Jeopardy.
I do.
Yeah, love it.
The fucking thick segments. The fucking thick.
The beef. All right.
THIQUE. Thick. All right. Who am
Zach,
I?
Zach, it's your day.
This is your day.
This is my day. It felt like I spent my whole day getting this ready.
See, now you only have to do that once every 3 weeks.
I know. It's fantastic. Okay.
But when you think about it, you have to do it again in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know. No, he doesn't. I would. Because you would do it a week from now, and then I would do it 2 weeks from now.
Oh, yes. Well, Zach, you don't have to also do it for like another month,
I'm going on vacation on the 24th, so...
So, yeah.
Wow.
Skip it.
Weird flex, but okay.
But we're going to do a loaded... on that... Yeah. That Thursday that you're missing, we're actually going to record on Wednesday.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. So, let's start Who Am I?
Let's do it. Okay. First one. Are you ready, both of you gentlemen?
Yes, sir.
I think.
All right. All right, 14 years in the league this guy played.
Uh-huh. Larry Fitzgerald. In the league,
ooh. No, damn. One wrong answer. The league that he played in, I'll clarify, is the NFL. I hold all but one of my team's major receiving records.
Jerry Rice.
Two wrong answers. I was taken third overall in my draft.
Andre
Johnson. Julio Jones.
And Shelby gets it, Andre Johnson.
Mm.
Last clue was I was MVP of the Rose Bowl in 2002.
The last two Who Am I's, Andre Johnson's been an immediate guess by both of you, but it was never correct.
Yeah.
Look what I got.
Better chill.
I know.
Daddy chill. Okay. Next one. Hakeem Nicks. Oh, shit. Shouldn't have said that. I don't know. I'm kidding. This person... taken 36th overall in 2008. No Googling.
Okay.
Comeback player of the year.
Okay.
Award winner. Receiving touchdown leader at least once in his career. I only did three because I felt like this one was
pretty easy. 2008.
He was drafted in 36th overall in 2008. Has a comeback player of the year award. Was at one point the receiving touchdown leader.
Okay.
And then I'm saving the last one because I feel like it really gives it away. Any guesses?
Not Eddie Royal, DeSean Jackson.
Damn it.
I'm gonna count that as one wrong answer.
Okay, ooh. DeSean Jackson.
Okay, no, that's one wrong answer.
Oh.
Damn,
that was my best. That was a good guess.
That was a good. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of wide receivers. From right before 2010, I just
finished career in Oakland.
Jordy Nelson.
Yep.
Boom.
Damn.
I didn't know he was only drafted in 2008. I would have expected him to be like 05 or 06. He didn't.
No, Jordy Nelson was fairly young.
Classic. Oh,
they got him young.
Jordy Nelson gonna end his career in Oakland. Jason Witten. Randy Moss tried to, but the Patriots saved him. Michael Crabtree
Oakland just
tried
gets
to
all
the
fucking
Ravens.
Bones of the league.
I know.
Skeletons.
It's like, yeah. Even after Al Davis died, it's just like, well, let's sign someone that was good like 9 years ago.
Right.
And now they have Mariota.
Oh, God. R.I.P.
All right. Next one.
Justin Tuck went to Oakland to die.
Charles Woodson died a slow death the whole time.
Oakland to die.
Yeah.
All right. Next one.
Jerry Rice.
Pro Bowler. Wrong answer.
No. I was a Raiders.
I know. Okay. I know.
No, he went to Denver to die. That's one wrong answer.
All right. Pro Bowler every year of my career except my rookie year.
That helps.
Well,
I know. Anytime someone's going to say Pro Bowl on here, I'm just going to be like, okay, that helps.
But I just think it's interesting that he was a Pro Bowler every year except his rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rookie Defensive Player of the Year. So
that's J.J. Watt.
No. Born in Cincinnati.
Oh, here we go.
This better not be Bingle.
No.
Born in Cincinnati.
Currently a scout.
Luke Kuechly.
Yeah. My last one was went to St. Xavier, and I knew that one was going to give it away.
I hate myself.
Well, that was your Cincinnati one, though. I forgot to do a Bengals one.
Shelby, you're a fucking nerd, dude. Stop knowing too much.
I forgot to do...
It was silent for a second. It's just Scotty like, I hate myself.
This one kind of worked out because I forgot to do a Bengals one, so that one basically counts since he went to St. Xavier.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, next one. All right, drafted 40th overall out of Oklahoma State.
Dez Bryant.
He's... 24.
One-time league MVP.
One-time league MVP?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
This person has won the MVP once.
Okay.
1990s all-decade team.
Emmitt Smith.
Is that two wrong answers?
Oh, are you fucking kidding?
1987 Sun Bowl MVP. And then I've got a bailout for this one.
It's got to be a running back, and I'm stuck between two.
Barry Sanders?
No. Then it's Thurman Thomas.
Yeah. My
fuck
bailout clue was piss them off and go for four. All right.
Oh, my God.
So, I know. It hurts. Getting swept hurts. Take it from me. Okay.
It's for the person swept.
Next one. 2001 Big Ten MVP, back when they did MVPs, apparently. Only 8 years in the league and was with three teams. Currently an offensive assistant with an NFC South team. Only missed one game in his career. Has a touchdown pass in a Super Bowl.
Antoine Randle-L.
Yeah, good shit. You got one. Mm-hmm. Proud of you.
Yeah.
Anytime Shelby doesn't get one, he thinks I cheat.
How the hell did you know that?
I will literally say this. I was just like, I did not give anybody any hints.
I don't want
DMs on that
Zach
one.
Has done that before though, and I was like, I don't want it.
Fuck you,
Zach. Right. Scotty. Good job.
Thanks. We just watched Randle with the Steelers the other night.
Oh, that's what jogged your memory. Big Ten MVP. You know what? Okay.
Don't say jog. You're gonna trigger me. Okay. Halfway
the MVP
there.
MVP Super Bowl pass got me.
All right, a fifth-round pick out of University of Washington in 1993.
Okay.
Started with the Packers, finished with the Jets. Played in three different decades.
Damn.
Pride was voted Pride of the Jaguars, which is kind of like their ring.
Mark
of
Brunell.
Deal, I think. Yep. Yes,
Shelby,
sir.
Read another football book. I don't think it's helped enough.
Jesus. We just all watched right. Mark this Brunell.
All right. This next player had a 26-year career.
Jesus. It's a kicker.
Vinny Testaverde.
That's not a bad guess. That dude was, that dude was a fossil.
Drafted in 1949.
Jesus.
NFL Man of the Year in 1974.
What?
All right, Scotty, be ready, because this, I think, will give it away. He is one of the players who has 7 touchdowns in a game.
George Blanda.
Yeah!
Bitch.
Come
fucking
on, man.
I'm shocked
that he played 26 fucking years.
That's insane.
I did not know that.
That's insane. All right.
Fucking Brett Favre would if he could.
Right. I thought Vinny Testaverde wasn't bad.
Yeah. No. How long did Vinny play?
It had to be like in the teens, you'd think.
Oh, 100%.
He was the Ravens' first ever quarterback.
He played from. Never mind. Hold on. I'll keep looking.
Are you ready?
Save it for this next question.
Hold on, 1987 from 87 to 07. Jesus Christ.
21 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, third overall pick in 1997 out of Ohio State University.
Eddie George.
No.
Oh, fuck. I almost creamed because I thought I had that.
1998 Pro Bowl with an NFC West team. Signed a 3-year contract with the Patriots and then was released after that in the offseason following that first season with them. And played 4 seasons with an NFC East team.
NFC East.
97 Ohio State?
Yes.
I'll take the bailout.
Yeah.
The NFC West team that he was a Pro Bowl on was the Seahawks team that drafted him.
Give us the position.
I'm looking it up. I'm taking myself out. I'm going to look this up.
DB.
DB?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Zach, this is god awful. There's no way Shelby guesses this.
I don't know. I'm done.
Sean Springs.
I know the name, but I would have never got that based on the clues.
Right, I would have never guessed that.
Well, I mean, he's a first round pick, and
Sean Springs, but he didn't even have like a decorated career.
Yeah, he just made a Pro Bowl. He's like, this guy made one Pro Bowl.
I remember him in like Madden 08 as like an old fuck who was always on the free agency tag.
I remember him in 09 with the Bill Belichick Do Your Job documentary. He was like 79 Jeez. Years old.
Do better, Zach.
All right. Last two. I'm about to fuck this dog up. Shut your fucking face, bitch. Okay. Sixth overall.
I'm calling.
Sixth overall pick in 2004.
Aaron Curry.
No.
Damn.
That's a name drop.
Went to a Pro Bowl in 07.
Oh, nice.
I know, right? Played for AFC North, NFC South, NFC West, and AFC East.
Okay.
He's currently in jail.
Kellen Winslow.
Yeah.
Ooh, bitch.
All right, last one.
Type fast, guy.
Shelby, fucking love being a sore loser, dude.
I get it from all right.
I didn't even say Kellen Winslow the second either.
Where do you think I learned it from, Dad? Okay.
Just like when Scotty named 6 out of the 8 presidents from Ohio, and he admittedly knows nothing from history. Yeah, okay.
17th overall pick in 2004.
What? Second overall?
17th overall pick in 2004.
Okay.
Lost Defensive Rookie of the Year to Jonathan Vilma.
Vilma won that?
This has to be a Bronco, yeah. Scotty, because you haven't got yours yet, so go for it.
In 04?
Yeah,
Delta O'Neal.
No. One wrong answer. Released and picked up by the Bears towards the end of his career, and he was arrested for a DUI in 2010.
DJ Williams.
Yep.
That's good.
Fuck.
Fuck.
All right. Shelby wins.
Yeah. Color me shocked. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, it's just so much more so much more exciting music. I want to get somebody who's like, thank you. Is that guy that he always said Johnny whatever his name is? Thank you, Johnny Gilbert.
Johnny yeah. Appleseed.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert.
The fuck.
All right,
Johnny.
Okay,
Walker
so
Blue.
Just
Johnny Walker.
Dude,
Black.
The Jeopardy's theme song just reminds me of like coming home from like middle school with too much homework and my mom making like soup for dinner. Like, mom, that's not gonna fill me up.
I'm a growing boy. How am I supposed to focus?
We have McDonald's at home. McDonald's at home. It's soup.
All right. So
we need to bring back Family Feud like on a Monday. Sorry, Zach.
Yeah. No, you're good. Categories: semi-famous Broncos, semi-famous Bengals. Ooh. This day in history. So you guys will, obviously you guys will, I'll give you the date and you guys will tell me what happened on that date in
sure.
history. Then we have, TV and movies. We have our miscellaneous category, the title of which is Zach is a human. I'll treat him as such. And then we have our final category, hip hop or country, where I will name a song title and you guys will have to guess, is it a, hip hop song or is it a country song? Bonus points
cool.
if you know the artist. Okay.
Wait, guys.
Yeah.
Slim Cola Jokic. What do you think?
That's great.
Did you just make that up, or am I going to find it when I Twitter search it?
I tweeted it. Or I found the tweet. Okay, just laugh. You know, things can be funny and not originate from me.
It just seems like you pass off a lot of stuff. just playing. You're good. You're creative.
I'm a human too, you know?
I will treat
you
as such.
You don't have a category named after you. All right, let's go.
All right.
Not this
I'm thinking... Okay, you guys got to get your DMs ready.
Yeah.
I am thinking of a number between 1 and 100. It's not the movie 43.
100.
99.
Did you really guess 100?
Yeah. Shelby's typing.
What do you mean? He hasn't asked a question.
It was 60.
Yeah, but you
it
just
was,
typed it out,
it was,
so now it's ready.
It was 67. It was 67, so Shelby right. goes first.
I didn't want to go first.
Okay. That's fair, I suppose. All right. I'm going to hop in here. All right. Where are we going, Shelby? The board is yours.
Oh, shit. TV and movies for 200.
All righty.
What are we typing?
I think
old reliable.
Old gal.
Blanket.
Old blanket.
Yeah, blanket.
No, Shelby right. should have to. Shelby should have to put out fucking like onomatopoeia, and I'll do blanket.
Persimmon.
Real ones no.
All right, you said 200, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, this is the longest running animated series.
Longest running animated.
I'll take a stab at it.
All right. Shelby rings in with, wouldn't you know it?
I know what it is.
Blanket.
What is The Simpsons?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Ooh.
200 points to Shelby. And you keep track of your own points, right? Or do you need me to?
I'll keep track.
I'll write it down. I suppose.
All right. Stay in the category for 400.
400. Highly criticized by fans, this 2016 superhero film barely made its money back after marketing.
Go for it, Scotty.
God, can I type?
Scotty rings in with blanket.
What is Suicide Squad?
Incorrect. The correct answer is...
I'm not going to guess.
Batman versus Superman.
Ooh.
Whatever. Well, mine was a good guess.
It was a good guess.
Semi-famous Broncos for 1,000.
Bet you
oh,
won't,
hang
bitch.
On, hang on. I might have messed up. I might have to hand up myself.
Third question.
No, we're good. We're good. We're good. We're good. I had to make sure that movie actually came out in 2016 because I know Suicide Squad came out in 2016. I don't remember them coming out the same year.
Hey, before we go any further, I just want the listeners to know that if I lose this, I'm not trying, and I'm trying to get everyone wrong, but... if I win it, then I'm killing it, and I'm fucking smart.
I'm going to double down on that and say the same thing.
Yeah, I'm purposely losing if I'm losing.
Yep.
You said 1,000 semi-famous Broncos for 1,000?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. 11 seasons in Denver, this linebacker was drafted out of Minnesota in 1983 and went to 6 Pro Bowls. Yeah, this one, now that I think about it, it's a little more tough. All right. Scotty rings in with blanket.
Is it Carl Mecklenburg?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Nice.
All right, so he's back in the hunt. He has 600, and he's ready to fuck.
Born ready. Give me semi-famous Bengals for 800.
Ooh. I thought he was going to say 1,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
That all lost right. its luster there at the end with 800.
This Syracuse O lineman finished his career in the USFL after 9 years in Cincy.
Lineman?
Mm-hmm. Oh, please be right. Oh, no. Should I bring in?
He's thinking about it.
All right, I'll go.
All right. What'll it be, sir?
Who is Max Montoya?
Ooh, no.
Damn it.
This is Shelby with a rare foray into the negative zone.
Can I guess?
Well, like I said, I'm not trying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I only
yes,
know
you can
one.
Yes, you're going to lose. I mean, you're going to lose points if you get it wrong.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
I think it's the only Cincinnati lineman I know besides Anthony Munoz, but that's not it.
No, because that's not semi-famous.
Is it the radio host? Who is Dave Lapman?
Yep.
Ooh!
Dave Lapham.
Let's go. He played for the USFL?
Yeah. I played in Jersey. So 800 plus 600, that puts you at 1,400.
Let's stay in the category for 200.
All right. Claimed off waivers in 2003, this kicker would go on to be the team's most noted kicker. Ooh, he rings in with blanket, Shelby.
Who is Shane Graham?
That is correct. Working your way back up.
Was that 200?
Yeah.
Semi-famous. Negative 400.
Semi-famous Broncos for 800.
Ooh, okay. This 3-time Pro Bowler wide receiver led the NFL in receptions in 2001.
Damn. Oh.
Oh, you got it. Go ahead, Shelby.
Who is Rod Smith?
That is correct. 800. That brings you back into the into the black. You now have 200. No.
400.
Math is hard. We went to Waynesville. All right. Where are we headed?
Semi-famous Broncos for 600.
Stop stealing my category, freaking.
You went straight to Bengals and stayed there.
This strong safety from Stanford was drafted by the Bucks, but won the Star Award in 07 for the Broncos. The Bart Star Award.
Drafted All by right. the Bucks.
Shelby rings in with blanket.
Who is John Lynch?
That is correct.
Oh, yeah. Nerd.
That was
600.
Was that 600?
Yes.
So you have 1,000. All right. Staying in the category, going somewhere else.
400, stay in the category.
All right. All right. At a 63-yard kick under his belt and a 2-time Super Bowl champ. Scotty rings in with blanket.
He's a 2-time Super Bowl champ?
Maybe.
Who is Matt Prater?
No, that is incorrect.
Oh, no. Fuck.
You guys are tied.
I'll ring in.
Scott
Fuck.
Shelby rings in
Fuck.
Blanket.
Who is Jason Elam.
Fuck.
That's
you.
Correct.
Fuck. Fuck.
I hope you're looking in a mirror because you have nobody to blame but yourself.
Fuck. Yeah.
All right. Fuck. We're going to finish it out.
Shelby? I have 1,400 now, right? He has 1,000.
You both have 1,000.
I have 1,400 now.
Why? Oh, just now because you just got that right.
Yeah. Ooh. Finish the category.
All right. This first round pick in 2016 is currently backing up a sex offender. Scotty rings it with blanket.
Who is Paxton Lynch?
You are correct, sir.
I was made for that question.
Wait, where's he at now?
Steelers.
Pittsburgh.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. All right. All right. The world is your oyster, and the board is yours.
Semi-famous Bengals for 600.
All right.
This is a petty ass jeopardy.
Yeah, bitch.
this running back left the Bengals in 2004 and won a Super Bowl with New England. Scotty rings in with blanket.
Who is Corey Dillon?
Ding, ding, ding. 600 points
fucking
to your
take
boy.
That. Corey Dillon, Dave Lapham, down your fucking neck, Shelby. Stay in the category for 1,000.
Oh, boy. This Dartmouth grad won NFL Man of the Year in 1986 as a Cincinnati linebacker.
Damn it. Mm. I don't know this.
Too afraid to guess.
Go ahead. Guess it.
You should know this.
Come
one.
On, Shelby,
come on,
you should
man.
Know.
I'm thinking of their linebackers that year.
Yeah, Shelby. Think about.
I can't
the
remember when I was look, cause when I was looking these up. I just looked at. I got most of these from their 40th and 50th year anniversary teams. Shelby brings
just
in
gave
with blanket.
Another clue.
Who is Reggie Williams?
He had already rung in. Yes, that's correct. All right. Do you want to stick with the category?
Yeah, just finish it. Finish it. I'll finish that shit. You kidding me?
Alrighty,
I'll finish all day.
Sword.
I'll finish everywhere. I'll finish all over this laptop.
This is for 400. This wide receiver played all 11 years with Cincinnati from 1973 to 1984 and drafted out of San Diego State. Shelby, you started typing before I finished.
I sure did.
I'm gonna take a,
I was like, I was halfway through blanket. I'm like, I wonder if he'll catch it.
Damn. So it's my turn to guess, right?
Yes, you can if you want, or you can.
I think I know
if you
this.
You think you know it?
I do.
Okay, so I'll read it again.
Look it up.
This wide receiver played all 11 years with Cincinnati from 73 to 84 and was drafted out of San Diego State.
Who is Chris Collinsworth?
Nope, you're incorrect. Loses 400, bring you down to 1,400.
Who is it?
Shelby's.
I can't guess because I came
guess.
In. I came
yes,
into.
That's correct.
I came in too early, so I can't guess, right?
Well, no, you can. You just have to let. I just have to give the opportunity to
damn it,
Scotty first.
I'm torn, but
so do you know?
I'm gonna pass. I think.
Okay.
I think it's
all right. It was
Isaac Curtis.
Who do you think it was? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's who it was. Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay.
That's a hard question for 400.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Is it still me?
Well, I just try to pick. Yeah, I just try to pick players that we haven't done before, and the list is getting smaller and smaller. Okay.
Well, we'll basically know anyone from our team since since 2000, pretty much. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. We'll go TV and movies for 600 because I won't know any of these.
All right. Morgan Freeman chauffeurs around an old bitch.
Hip-hop song.
Morgan Freeman chauffeurs around an old bitch.
I'm not going to guess. So.
Lamar Jackson.
What if that was the answer?
No guesses?
No guesses.
Yeah.
It's Driving Miss Daisy.
Nah, I don't know.
You guys ever seen that movie? No. Damn, okay.
The bucket
right,
list.
Where are we going, Shelby?
TV and movies for 800.
This show chronicles a family's contemporary problems and issues on ABC. Scotty rings in with blanket.
Is it What is Modern Family?
That's correct.
Yes.
Good shit. That was 800, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oops. He brings it within 200. It is 2,400 to 2,200.
Zach is a human.
Do you want to stick with it?
Zach is a human,
oh.
And I won't treat him as such for 600.
Damn.
That's not the name of the category.
Zach is a human. I'll treat him as Zach. Such for 600.
600. Okay. Sorry, I got to find this.
Oh, is that the category?
I forgot to separate them. I forgot to separate them. Yeah. All right. That's 200. This is bad radio, but.
Oh, my God, Zach. I think Shelby's counting for you.
What?
One, two. You said 600?
That was 800. Oh,
800.
Oh, no. Okay. For the new category. The one I just answered was 800. This one I
yeah.
said
right,
600.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just, yeah, you said you want 600 for this category.
Yes.
Okay. Released in 1998. Released in 1998, this console was the last of its company, losing out to the Xbox, PS2, and GameCube.
Oh, man.
Scotty rings in with blanket.
What is the Dreamcast?
Yes, sir.
Boom.
Bowman, yes, how's business?
Boom. A bone in the mud, bro. Okay. Board is yours.
Zach is a human, and I'll treat him as such for a thousand.
A thousand. All right. This guitar brand, founded in 1902, makes the most popular guitar, the Les Paul.
What? Nerd. I don't have an answer. Neither of us know.
I think.
This is such a, it's such an easy one for most people, but if you know nothing about this, then I knew, that's why I made it a thousand.
I'm gonna try. I don't care. Take my thousand.
I knew it'd be hard.
What is
for
a Fender?
You. Nope, that's incorrect.
That's like the only guitar. If it, yeah, you can't. That's the only guitar brand I know. So
you don't know Gibson?
No.
What is Gibson? Oh, Zach.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I was going to say. Come on, man. All right. He drops back down to 1800, and the board is still yours.
Stay in the category for 800.
All right. This German board game found popularity in the United States by connecting train routes between major cities. Shelby rings in with blanket.
What is Ticket to Ride?
Ding, ding, ding.
Never heard of it.
Sir. Oh, it's so much fun.
I do like that game.
I love Ticket to Ride.
Zach is a human. I'll treat him as such for 400.
All right. Are you both ready to start typing?
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay. All right. This dog breed, known for its hunting abilities, has the loudest bark known to man.
I don't. What?
Scotty rings in with blanket.
What is a German Shepherd?
No. No.
What is a pit bull?
Mr. Worldwide.
Is that really
any
it?
Any guesses?
No, I don't have a guess.
It's a beagle.
Can confirm.
Thanks a lot, Zach. That I just lost $400 for a fucking shitty joke.
I thought you really would have laughed at that. Guys, nobody picked up on it. Like, usually I'll throw like a jokey one in there.
That was
there.
Hilarious.
You think this is? You think
you should
this
do it more
serious?
Often. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Do you think this is a game? Well, it.
I get 20
is.
Bucks because I all made right. you laugh. You fucker.
We've been making him laugh. All right, hip hop or country for 200.
All right. 200. The title of the song is Wow. God. Shelby rings in with blanket.
Is it hip hop?
It is.
Oh yes, let's go.
I hate this
game
so much.
Yeah, stay in the category for 400.
What's the score?
All right,
3400 to
1400. 34 to 14.
Oh, brilliant.
He said brilliant. Brilliant.
All right. Title of the song: Someone Else Calling You Baby. All right. I don't know.
It's me.
Who's his first? Mine's Shelby. Saying me, yeah.
Shelby.
That's country.
Right. Get the fuck out of here. That, okay. That's on.
That's correct.
Fucking piece of shit.
All right. Where are we? Are we sticking with it?
Let's finish Zach as a human. I'll treat him as such for 200.
All right. Founded in June 2012, this social media app gives you 7 seconds of fun. Scotty rings in with blanket.
What is Vine?
That is correct, sir.
Great. I can earn half of what I lost from Zach's shitty joke. TV and movies finish out the category for
20 points. All right. Scotty now has 1620. Okay. You said you're doing the 1,000 TV movies?
Yeah.
All right. Nicolas Cage screams his way through uncovering a cult of women on a strange island.
Nope.
I hate Nicolas Cage.
None of us have an answer.
Any guesses?
No.
Nope.
All right. It's the Wicker Man. That's the one. Not the bees.
I don't even understand the reference.
I understand the scene, but I didn't know what movie it was from.
All right, Scotty, where are we going?
Watch Mojo said it was the worst acting in a scene, like top three out of ten of all time.
This day in history for 600.
600, okay. August 15th, 1945. Shelby rings in with blanket.
What is the end of the end of World War II?
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, I knew Zach was going to get... It's like the whole Revolutionary War versus War of American Independence.
Yeah, what a classic debate on this show.
Wasn't a debate, it was just a... I gave Zach an answer, even though it was technically...
It's technically referred to as VJ Day, Victory in Japan Day, but yeah, it's the end of World War II for the United States.
Bet you loved spending your college on that.
This day in history for 1,000...
June 25th, 1950.
No. I don't have an answer.
Okay, what about you, Scotty? Swing for the fences?
Look it up?
No, I don't.
Alright, that was the beginning of the Korean War.
Oh. Mm. This day in history for 800.
What was the last one for?
May 3rd.
1,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jesus.
May 13th, 1865. Shelby rings in with blanket.
Is it the end of the Civil War?
That's correct.
What was that for? 800? Or 4? Or...
4.
6.
What? No, I did it for 600.
Yeah, that's
Shelby
six...
just said for 400.
That was 8.
That was 8, because... Okay.
Even though Shelby said 4.
I didn't know what I had said before the question. I knew 600 and 1,000 were already taken.
All right.
So, this day in history for 400.
Okay. All right. November 11th, 1918. Oh, Scotty rings in with blanket.
Yeah, he sure did. It took you fucking a while. Is it the end of the World War One?
Of the World War One? Yes, World War One? It is.
This is just dated wars end category.
Or start.
Yeah.
Finish out the category and just end my life for 200.
Okay. December 7th, 1941.
Funny, Scotty, you got this right when I asked it in the last one. Should have been all over blankets.
Shelby rings in with blankets.
What is Pearl Harbor?
That's correct.
I didn't get that one right.
Yeah, you did. You said last time you said it was in December when I asked what month it happened.
Yeah, that is different than fucking the start of it. Well, I don't know.
It's kind of okay. Hip hop or country?
All right, all
for
we
600.
Have left. Yep, for 6. All right. Yosemite. Scotty rings in with blanket.
What is hip hop and it's by Travis Scott?
Mm-hmm. That is
damn
correct.
It, I forgot about the.
So you get 2, 4. That's 620. So you are now at 2640.
Mm.
All right. Do you want to go for 8 or 1,000?
8.
All right. Wake up in the sky. Any guesses, gentlemen? Okay, Scotty rings in with blanket.
What is country?
Incorrect.
Oh, what is hip-hop? Sorry, I'm fucking auto-corrected.
Auto-corrected your own brain. All right, that drops you down to 1840. Any guesses there?
Well, it's an A or B answer. So.
That's true. Yeah, no, that doesn't... Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, that's a song by Kodak Black.
Wake up in the sky like he's high. Oh, ha.
Okay, last one. The good stuff.
Mine was totally first.
Oh, mine was first on here.
Nato, Scotty rang in with blanket first.
What is country?
That's Kenny correct.
And I know when to go. Yeah, if Shelby knows it, if I see Shelby typing, I know what to type because Shelby will only know the fucking country ones.
28-40
Kenny Chesney
is his score. Okay.
I get the 20.
All right.
All right, is that our show?
Hey, that's our show.